The time is 6:04, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Uncommon Practice. Welcome, everyone. I'm Neboi Shimatsura, and I'll be with you until 7:30 tonight as we listen to some classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. We started out the program with Akasha, a work for orchestra by Canadian composer, conductor, and pianist Glenn Buhr, who earned his master's degree in music from right here at UBC about 20 years ago, and currently he teaches at Wilfrid Laurier University in Ontario. Moving on now to another orchestral work by Joan Tower, who will be celebrating her 70th birthday next year, but she's still going strong as a composer. She started out her career playing piano and writing music for various chamber ensembles. But in 1981, she received her first orchestra commission and wrote this piece that we're going to hear now. This one is entitled Sequoia. And here is the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Leonard Slatkin. Sequoia, a work for orchestra by American composer Joan Tower. You're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Neboi Shimatsura. Right now, it's time to take a short break for this announcement.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Okay. Well, coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, we have some music featuring local artists. Here's the work for English Horn and Electronics by Martin Ritter, a young Vancouver-based composer who is originally from Austria but now calls Canada home. This is one of several works commissioned by Morgan Zentner, who is a young oboe player and soon-to-be graduate of the master's program here at UBC. She commissioned several local composers to write works for solo English horn and electronics, which is kind of an unusual combination, particularly because the English horn is not used as a solo instrument that much. Anyway, here is this work composed earlier this year and performed on March 31st of this year. This is entitled Journey, and here is Morgan Zentner performing on the English horn.
Thank you.
Journey by Vancouver-based composer Martin Ritter, performed by Vancouver oboist Morgan Zentner. The time is 6:37, and you're tuned to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is Uncommon Practice, and as always, I'm your host, Nebojša Matsura. Well, you may have heard that the great Russian cellist and conductor Mstislav Rostropovich has passed away. He died last week at the age of 80. Now we're going to hear a vintage performance of Rostropovich performing a suite for cello and chamber orchestra by Soviet composer Yuri Levitin, who is not very well known outside of Russia. I haven't been able to find very much information about him. He was born, I believe, sometime in the 1920s and died in the 1990s. And he wrote a lot of film scores. But his concert music is probably not performed very much outside of Russia and perhaps other European countries. This work is entitled Suite for Cello and Chamber Orchestra. It is performed by cellist Mstislav Rostropovich, accompanied by, I think this is the Philadelphia Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Eugene Ormandy. This is a recording of a live performance, so there's some coughing and other noise in the background. Suite for Cello and Chamber Orchestra by Yuri Levitin. That was a live performance recorded in sometime in the 1960s. I'm not exactly sure when. But the cello soloist in that recording was Mstislav Rostropovich, who passed away last week at the age of 80. The time is 6:53, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca. Well, now it's time to take another short break for a pre-recorded announcement, and after that, we'll take a look at local weather.
Would you like to help students improve their standings in math and English on provincial exams? Would you like to improve your own skills for teaching and leadership? Do you plan on entering the PDP program or law enforcement, youth work, VSW, or medicine? Volunteer as a tutor in an innovative program at QE Secondary School in Surrey in this midweek after-school program. In its 12th year, it has proven to be a rewarding experience for students and volunteer tutors. Contact Ms. Bond at 604-581-3476, 604-581-3476, or email bond_ats@hotmail.com.
Okay, let's take a look at the weather now. Currently at the Vancouver airport, it's cloudy. The temperature is 13 degrees and the wind is out of the southwest at 9 kilometers per hour. The forecast for tonight calls for increasing cloudiness with low of 7 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 14. Tomorrow night, more of the same, cloudy skies and a chance of showers. The low will be 8. On Wednesday, we'll see some steady rain with a high of 13 degrees. On Thursday, cloudy once more with a 30% chance of showers. The low will be 7 and the high 13. And on Friday, some nicer weather with sunny skies. The low will be 5 degrees and the high 15. Coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, some more orchestral music. Here's a piece from Chen Ning Chi. Who is a composer from Hong Kong. He was born in Indonesia and studied music at the Beijing Conservatory before moving to Hong Kong in 1973. This work was written in the 1980s, and it is entitled Homage to Homeland China. This is sort of, according to the notes here, this is supposed to convey the composer's impressions, both positive and negative impressions on living in China. So here is the Homage to Homeland China by Chen Ning Chi, performed by the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra with Yip Wing She conducting. Homage to Homeland China by Chen Ningqi. The time is 7:10, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. As always, I'm your host, Neboi Shimatsura. Well, we've been listening to a lot of orchestral music tonight, but now here is something else. This is a diabolical capriccio, Capriccio Diabolico, by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, an Italian composer who, even though he wasn't a guitarist himself, he's best remembered these days for his many compositions for guitar. So here is his Diabolical Capriccio for solo guitar, performed by Andres Segovia. Thank you. Right, that was Capriccio Diabolico, a diabolical capriccio for solo guitar by Italian composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. You're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Well, that's about it for this week here on Uncommon Practice. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 14 days, so on Monday, May 14th, from 6 p.m. until 7:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, bringing you more classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. Coming up next at 7:30, Karasu is supposed to be airing. But I don't see Alex here yet, so I don't know if he's coming in tonight. So maybe you'll hear Karasu, and maybe not. So stay tuned and find out what happens. I'm Neboi Shimatsura, and you've been listening to Uncommon Practice.
Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.